Florida's virtual school is the state's online public school for students who want to take supplemental credits. Let me give you some examples. We serve all students in the state of Florida in middle and high school. They might be public school students who need a course for credit recovery, or perhaps they live in an area where they can't get the courses, or maybe they just like to take courses online, or maybe they have a scheduling conflict. So generally, students in public schools might take 1 to 2 courses with us a year. We also serve homeschoolers, and we also serve private schoolers. So we are mandated to serve all kids. This is our 12th year, and we will serve somewhere around 160 enrollments this year, 160,000 enrollments. But an enrollment is one student in one semester.
Funding could be in jeopardy for Florida virtual schools. What's the status of the possible funding options for the Senate and for the House?
Okay, I'll take you through the funding status step by step. Basically, the House and the Senate bills are a little bit different. In the House bill, we stand to lose about $18.9 million. In the Senate bill, we stand to lose about $8.4 million. In addition, in the Senate bill, the students would be limited to taking only core courses with Florida Virtual School. Core courses are defined as English, science, most social studies, foreign languages. It also caps what students can do throughout the state, not just in Florida Virtual School, but throughout the state. So students can only take one FTE per year, which means that students who needed credit recovery wouldn't be able to do that. Students who wanted to take courses for acceleration would not be able to do that. And students who wanted to take additional rigorous courses like AP in order to get into great universities would not be able to do that. And that would affect all school districts, not just Florida Virtual.
We've heard a lot about the class size amendment. How does the class size amendment and Florida Virtual Schools, how do they interact with each other?
That's a good question. The class size amendment, the dollars for that are allocated to every district in order to level the district's ability to serve students in reasonable class sizes. In Florida Virtual School, even though we're virtual, we do have class size. So if we were to lose the class size categorical, our teachers would go from serving about 170 students per year to 200 students per year, which is in essence the same as asking a teacher to take on a whole other class. So it would have a significant impact on our ability to serve students with quality.
And is there a gathering of Florida Virtual Schools supporters today in Tallahassee?
Today in Tallahassee, there is a rally, and that rally is being led independently of Florida Virtual School. It's our parents and our students, and they will be meeting up there. They have put together petitions, and they're taking their petitions to Tallahassee.